The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty, Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here on this Memorial Day weekend, which is actually kind of cool this morning, which was a pleasant surprise after 2 days this week in the 90s that were kind of toasty. My guys were complaining again, but they complain about something all the time. Anyway, got a pleasant surprise this morning. My co-host, Mr. Rector, who I thought was going to be on the other side of the country this morning, and showed up, and he's with us this morning. Good to have you, David.
Here today. Things got changed. But a
pleasant surprise.
Sometimes that happens.
Best laid plans get shot sometimes. Yeah, so
it's hard to look forward to getting in a plane for 6 hours flying across the country anyway. So
I can imagine. I don't know about going to Seattle anyway.
Right, we wouldn't be in there but about 5 minutes as soon as I get in the airport and get out.
They sound like that's about as long as you want to stay there right now. But anyway, we won't get into all that. This is a gardening show, remember? Okay. You're closed today, Monday.
We are closed today.
And Monday.
Give our people a little break and Monday. So,
we are open today and Monday, so we'll see whether that makes sense or not. We've done it for 40 years. We didn't see any sense changing it now.
Yeah.
And we're so far behind, we got to get caught up somehow.
Steve's trying to catch up on sales with me. 2 days,
I don't know if we'll catch up on sales with you, but anyway, I think I got probably a little higher margins.
Maybe.
Anyway, it's been a pretty good week. A little warm at times, but it was hot. We don't have the number of people, but we've got the volume for some reason. That's kind of strange, I thought. So, I got a lot of them wanting to buy it now and pick it up next week, and I'm not sure where all that's coming from. But as long as they pay for it, we'll hold it for them.
It's fun to go out there and mark stuff. I got pallets of pavers and stuff with people's names all over them, so it's gonna go through there. Don't sell that one. We can sell this one.
Well, you need to come get it.
Yeah.
If it goes so many days past your pickup date, guess what? We're putting it on the market again. Yeah, it runs out. But are you able to get any pavers and block and all that right now?
This week we've gotten 2 trucks for some pavers, so they are making a few pavers. So still waiting on wall blocks and still kind of thin on that stuff, but they're supposed to be making it.
Well, what they're telling me, and I think it's a guy with Bellguard called in there, that the shortage was in the caps.
Mm-hmm.
They had the block, and you had the block, and people went and put the block in. Now they're waiting on the caps.
I don't understand that. It seems like it's an 8 by 18 rectangle.
It's not that hard. That's
should
the
be
easy
easier
part.
To make, easy to make.
And Tommy picked up a pallet. I forgot what it was now. Slate, walkway thing.
Yeah.
4,000 pounds.
Yeah, we still have got a lot of that to sell, natural stone and boulders, and it's been good. By the pallet or by the piece, we'd love to sell it by the pallet, but homeowners don't need I don't know how many is on there, 300 pieces of slate.
I have no idea, but it was 4,200 something pounds.
Yeah, some of those
about all our machine wanted to pick up.
Yeah. Make your machine angry.
We didn't need that much, but we'll use it on the next one. So.
Yeah.
He likes to keep some of that on hand.
That's good.
We don't do a lot of hardscapes. We do some small stuff, and it's kind of aggravating to have to go find 10 pieces.
Well, you can show people, have it there. You can show them what they want.
Show them what it looks like. And I think they got some Tennessee stone. I don't even know where he got that. You didn't have it, so he had to go hunting. I try to get him to get all this lined up ahead of time, but it never works. We're always hunting stuff to finish. So. But anyway, we had a little bit of rain last night, but I don't know how much. I didn't wake up except look out the door and say, okay, it's raining. Went back
to
bed.
Yeah, I guess it did late last night. Yeah, yesterday, about, what time was that? About 6:30. became a good rain at my house, and we were talking to somebody that was over here at Glen Cairn Garden. They didn't even get that rain.
Yeah.
So it was kind of sporadic.
It was very isolated. Mm-hmm. And we really need some because the top's getting a little crusty with the hot temperatures and all the rain and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it was nice to feel some cool air come in after this week.
Man, they talking maybe all next week's going to be in the low 80s, the mid 80s.
Yeah, I saw 82 every day looked like.
And they're saying that's colder than normal.
I don't know. I'll take it.
I don't remember that the 1st of June, but it has been a while since we've had some serious rain. What was it, a week or two ago, we had that real soaker, but before that, it had been 2 or 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So people should be on their summer watering schedules now, 3 times a week. And as we've said before, you don't water as long, but water it less often, but water it long.
Yeah.
You know, soak it in good.
Just like
same
the weather
thing
pattern.
With your grass. I mean, I had a guy come in Monday or Tuesday, and he'd put down some sod, and it was always, I don't know what type, but he said, well, they told me to water it every day for 2 weeks. I said, well, that's probably not a bad idea, but you don't want it where you can't walk on. Because he said he was sinking up above his ankles.
That's so right. Time to cut back.
That's
a
probably
bit.
Not the right idea here. You know, so, but mine's finally starting to come out. I had this little hot spell.
It needs the warmth at night.
It's a nighttime temperature.
Huge thing. I mean, but the day is good too. But you know, it was in the upper 60s, 70s, a couple nights this week. So that's prime time for this grass to start growing.
Well, I don't know about everybody else. The problem with mine is it started coming out and it got knocked back a little bit. Mm-hmm. It started coming out again. It got knocked back a lot. Then it started coming out again. And then it just kind of slowed down and sat there for a few days like it didn't know what it was going to do.
Well, it's about to bust loose. What it's
but it's
do,
turning so. Green now. And he added more fertilizer to it, so it's probably going to be like a hay field or something. But
try to find your way out of there next week.
Let's see what kind of music Matt's sending our way this morning. Oh, yeah. Okay. And we'll be right back.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again. And soon my tears, they will be falling like rain.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Buying or selling your home is a very personal and emotional roller coaster. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman. My job is to guide you on a path to a successful closing. Ready for life's next chapter? I can help. Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. We're open Monday through Saturday with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Do it yourself or we'll do it for you. Come by for free professional advice on the best way to spruce up your yard. Or book your reservation and we'll do the professional designing and landscaping. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This is Debbie at Southern Salads. Whether you're at the beach or on the boat, Southern Salads offers great picnic options. Deli sandwiches, salads, and 4 different types of barbecue. Southern Salads, Rock Hill and Fort Mill's favorite place to meet and eat.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
America!
We're back to the Garden Spins, sending us back with little Ray Charles with a classic.
Yeah.
To me and you, a classic. These younger people might not be, but
we are a classic.
Yep. Again, happy Memorial Day weekend. It's a pleasure to be here. I do want to send out a shout and a thank you to all our military, active and retired. And we really appreciate what you do. I don't know, it's been Memorial Day is just one of them weird holidays. You're happy, but you're sad, but it's all in between. Yeah. You're across the board. So hopefully we don't ever have to use the military again, but that's not going to happen, and we're realistic enough to know that. But we can always hope and pray. But anyway, since it is Memorial Day weekend, our good friends and one of our sponsors, the elders at Imperial Pools and Spa, are having their Customer Appreciation Day today. They do the hot dog thing and tours, and David's already mentioned going by there and getting a hot dog.
Yeah, I may as well get a hot dog now.
So
now I'm hungry.
Run on out and see them, and they would appreciate it. We'd appreciate it. We would appreciate them sponsors. And shout out to the rest of our sponsors. I don't know if I can remember them all, so I might not better say them. But anyway, we got AirTech Heating and Air. And we got
Wild Birds Unlimited,
Domer Dreamscapes, Southern Salads, Brenda Hallman with Reinhardt Realty.
Oh, you're doing good. Rolling Hills Nursery.
And Carolina Fresh Farms. And how many was that?
That's all of them.
That's it.
It is all of them. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah.
I did better than I thought I would on Saturday morning.
And the lovely people at WRHI.
Yeah, we got to give a shout to Matthew now. He takes care of us. And Stone Man, Stephen Stone, who looks over Matt's shoulder.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
He's looking through the window right there.
I don't know if anybody looks over Stephen's shoulder anymore, but anyway. He was here, he left, and came back. So,
yeah.
Sucker for punishment or smart man, one of the two. Anyway. Another thing, I left it in the truck, so I might have to run out and get it, but Mr. Paul Thompson's taking applications for the Master Gardener program, and he gave me the dates, but like I said, that's out in the truck, so it's not doing me all like good right now, but
I can get online and look it up.
You can look it up online or call Paul's office at 684-9919, and you probably have to leave a message because he's on the go all the time, but he'll call you back,
and
he'll tell you what all's entailed, and it's about a 3-month process and all this, and you have classes. And I think they're doing the classes virtually now. I don't think, or they might bring it back to where you have to go in person. Cause
time to bring it back.
He says that it's a lot more informative that way, I guess. So I'm speaking out of turn. I really don't know because I didn't bring the
I think if you're there, I mean, it'd be a little bit better.
It would be.
But hands-on, different kind of plants. I think they visit different places.
They do.
A couple of years ago, they came by the store and did a little class there.
So they used to come by.
Try to come by yours, too.
They used to. They hadn't done it in several years, but they used to come by there and Tommy do a propagating demonstration, and Paul would put on a pruning demonstration and all that. So, but it's very limited how many get in the class. I know that. I don't know the number right off the top of my head. But anyway. Give him a call, like I said, 684-9919. It's the York County Clemson Extension office, and it's right beside where the old Pork and More used to be. I can't remember the name of the
store. And now it's
right
a now. Restaurant called Hoof and Barrel.
I think it closed.
No, I think it's open. It was open a week or two ago.
Well, they said this week they closed due to lack of help.
What?
That's what I heard. Now, I haven't been there, so I don't know if it's. I hope not, but,
everybody's going to starve.
Yep. The old Pork and More was a classic.
Yeah, it was.
Ate there for years whenever we were over in New York. But anyway, before we get too carried away, what are we supposed to be doing to our grass right now?
Grasses now. So
besides watering them occasionally.
I'm going to tell you what. Fescue took a beat in the last 2 weeks. There's some yards that look like it's the end of July already, how that – the heat came in and no water. And
it wasn't ready.
If they don't have irrigation, I mean, it just, I can't believe how burnt up some of them are. But you can still do a pre-emergent, a light 1608 on fescue if you hadn't done it to try to push it through the summer. If you've done all those on in later in the June, you're going to do a little iron treatment just to green it up a little bit through the summer. And all your warm season grasses, they're ready for the nitrogen. They're ready for all the kick in the rear end, I guess you say, like your brother just put some on yours. So.
We did that last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a 20-0-25, which is a really good fertilizer. It has extended potassium, and it really brings out a color in Zoysia and Bermuda and all. So.
Yeah, for folks that don't quite understand your numbers on fertilizer, your first number is your nitrogen, your second number is phosphorus, and the third number is potassium. Nitrogen gives you your greening up and your growth, and your phosphorus generally gives you flowers and some root development.
Roots, yep.
And potassium is primarily root development. So that's why Mr. Rector tells us in the wintertime on warm season grasses, you use the 007, so it helps the root development. It doesn't do much for the top growth. It well, nothing at all.
Don't need anything done, They used to sell products like 5-5-20 and things like that, but they found out over the years it really didn't need, you can save money and
putting 5% nitrogen out is not going to do anything.
No.
And it's going to be long gone by the time it needs it. So why? Mm-hmm. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Now there are a lot of slow-release fertilizers and all this stuff, and I don't know on warm season grasses whether you need a slow release or not. But
ours, a complete fertilizer really has some of both, a quick release and a slow. You don't want to just have a fertilizer where you go out and put it out, it feeds in 1 week and
most done. Of it's 50% one way or the other. The catch to that, I still get calls, believe it or not, on 10-10-10 and 5-10-10.
Oh, yeah.
I even had a lady ask about 888 a couple of weeks ago. I didn't even know they still made that.
Yeah, you know what that is? That's the old pecan tree fertilizer, I used to say.
And the problem with that, they're more garden fertilizers. Mm-hmm. They're fertilize your vegetables. They feed for 30 days.
It's good for your garden right now. You only need it to feed right now. So.
Yeah, one shot deal because a lot of your stuff ain't going to last 90 days in a vegetable garden. So you're kind of wasting your money putting anything better. On the shrubs, we're using a 16-4-8 90-day slow release. Okay.
A garden party.
Yeah, we're going to a garden party. So we'll be right back.
Songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Biogard makes pool care a cinch with simple systems broken down into three easy steps. This is Barrett Elder. Following our simple program, you can sanitize and kill bacteria and destroy contaminants using algicide to stop the algae.
See us in Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
We do need some rain. I didn't mention it.
Well, we got some.
Oh, there goes Mr. Stone in the van. He must be going over to Imperial Pools right now. So.
Well, he's going in the back to fill it up. Filling it up with fun stuff.
Is that what he's doing? Okay.
Probably giveaways.
Pulling it around to the back door. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably have to help him load all that when we get done. Hey, since y'all are here.
You might have. I got to go to work.
Remember, yeah, that's
you
right.
got the day off. we're talking about grass.
Okay. Hey, I want to remind everybody that I don't usually get to do this because you do this, but we are on WRHI AM 1340. We're on Facebook Live from 8 to 9 on Saturdays, and then on the radio from 10 to 11. AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com worldwide.
Don't forget the
worldwide.
You did good. I'm proud
yeah.
of you.
I got that big poster on the wall.
You were reading it behind my back.
You don't have that. But you can see in there.
I can see the
real. There's a lot of other stations they have, too, man. They got a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
This building is not that big when they got
four stations.
Like 14 radio stations going on. Not quite that many.
Four?
Yeah.
You got
at least four.
Now, what they used to tell me is WRHI, the I stands for information, and WRHM, the M stands for music. That's the country station. Then you got 104.1, the Bridge,
yeah.
which is the Christian station. And I can't remember,
93.3.
94.3
is the
90s.
90s on
94.3.
Yeah.
The 90s on 94.3.
Matt's era.
The 90s.
I think Matt's a tad old.
He grew up in the 90s, didn't he? High school?
High school.
Yeah.
High school. I graduated in 97.
Yeah.
I thought you
were young.
I thought you were than that.
I just look way old.
You just look old. Yeah,
that's right.
Rough life like the rest of us.
That's right.
Well,
it happened.
It'll get worse. Got me all choked up.
Yeah.
But you still have the memories. Remember that.
That's right. Always with the memories.
And you always embellish them a little bit every year.
Yeah, get a little better.
And the thing
the
is,
fish gets bigger.
You tend to forget the bad and remember the good.
The fish gets longer
the good
and longer.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway. Anyway, anything more on our grass right now?
No.
Make sure you catch a It's always just short.
A lot of people are still, a lot of people are still wanting to spray weeds and stuff, and I had to back them off last week. If we're getting in the low 80s, if you have fescue, I'd say we're just done, and you're gonna have to live with what you got going through the summer. If you get too picky with going out there trying to do some weed killing, you're gonna end up hating it what you did. So, but the zoys and Bermuda and all, you can still go out there and do some spraying on there and get rid of some unsightly weeds.
We got the fungicide in yesterday to work on fescue. Cause we already,
that is important, especially now with this.
We're already seeing some brown patch showing up. So
it's always right here that last week of May is when it triggers it. And if it stays humid, I don't know if it's the cool air will come in. That'll help some.
That would help a
tomorrow.
Lot. High temperature and high humidity is usually the kiss of death.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a little tiny bit of brown patch on our warm seasons last year.
Yeah,
I never had that before.
I've had some pop up this year and in weird places, and I don't understand because it hadn't been humid.
Mm-hmm.
Just the right conditions. If you were watering maybe more than you should have.
Now, one thing on mine on the weeds, I had a few weeds coming up, but a lot of them were winter weeds. Mm-hmm. And when it got up this week, they kind of went away. So
yeah, a lot of money, if you keep mowing low, do your regular fertilizer, it gets hot, they're going to check out and go out of here.
I have found since they started mowing it more regularly on a schedule, it doesn't seem to get as bad as it did when it was whenever we had time.
Oh, yeah.
So it kind of works.
Finally
that
got
way.
The owner put on a schedule.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Can y'all and, please cut my yard this week?
Pretty much.
You like the painter.
Are they... they cut everything but edge to ditch, and it would be 3 feet tall and the rest of it.
You get that when you
But that was the highway for me. They kind of redid the road a few years ago, and they messed it up where we can't mow it as easy. So we have to weed eat it now. So, and sometimes it's hard to get that done when they're on the road.
Oh, yeah, it
but
is.
Anyway, it's fescue's the opposite. You need your cool seasons. You need to be mowing them. We say 4 inches. Mm-hmm. You might have a different method.
You mow it high as you mow
it. High as it'll go.
And some people, if you have a riding lawnmower, it maybe just cut it into transport mode if it's that high. I mean, if a blade will turn, then I don't know. But
the grass blades shading out the weed seeds is what keeps your weeds down on the fescue. So.
Yeah, please, yeah. Please sharpen your blades. That's going to be a huge key to help you eliminate fungus. Actually make the yard look a whole lot better, to be honest mm-hmm. with you. It'll give it a greener tint. Sometimes you can stand back and look, and the blades are torn, and it kind of gives it a brown look almost.
And one other thing along that line, check the air pressure in your tires.
Yeah.
I didn't know that for a long, long time. I wondered why mine was looking kind of weird. Well, mm-hmm. the right rear tire was a little slack, yeah. and it was kind of tilted. It's something you don't really think about, but the blades in the...
Yep.
Yeah, you put new blades on in first of the season. Well, that don't mean you didn't run over a metal stob or something. Yeah. You need to check them pretty regular.
Well, if you've run them 2 months, I mean, they're probably already worn. Mm-hmm. Well, more than you think they are, anyway.
And I know a couple of maintenance companies that they just change them out automatically every 6-8 weeks. Now,
yeah.
We usually check them every 3 or 4 weeks. We don't actually change them out that often. But
I used to do mine like that in the... in the summer, and then winter when it was nasty, I'd be in there sharpening blades, just use the ones they were had, use them up as much as I could.
Back then, we couldn't afford to buy new ones every yeah. month. Yeah. We were in trouble. Okay. He uses this one pretty regularly.
Yeah.
Lately, no. Mainly because I really
like it. Like I should have wore a hat.
We'll be right back. Seems to fit those rain. Raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling, so I just did.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Buying or selling your home is a very personal and emotional roller coaster. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman. My job is to guide you on a path to a successful closing. Ready for life's next chapter? I can help. Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This is Debbie at Southern Salads. Whether you're at the beach or on the boat, Southern Salads offers great picnic options. Deli sandwiches, salads, and 4 different types of barbecue. Southern Salads, Rock Hill and Fort Mill's favorite place to meet and eat.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you.
And we're back, and it is a beautiful day for a rose garden. I didn't promise you, but I remember what she said. I had a lady yesterday looking for hybrid teas and floral bundles mm-hmm. and grandifloras and all that, and we hadn't carried these in years. And high maintenance. You had to do something to them every week. Pretty, but high maintenance, and I don't know anybody carrying them now. We're yeah. all to the hedge roses now, the knockouts and the drifts and Bingman,
I used to have some regular roses in my yard that were very nice, but I got a couple of knockout roses that are they don't have the blooms. Like
they don't have the blooms, but it don't require the work.
Yeah, you can just take a shrub trimmer, just whack them down, grow back. But real roses need to be pruned the right way, and they need a lot of people are scared to prune them, but they do need to be cut.
They cut almost.
They like to be cut, yeah.
And they need to be sprayed about mm-hmm. every 10
days.
Yeah,
I used to have to spray stuff on mine.
Yeah, to get rid of fungicide, you needed an insecticide. Mm-hmm. And in fact, Ortho came up with one that was 2-in-1.
Yeah.
Just for roses primarily. But anyway, and it's still on the market all these years later. But
convenience is mm-hmm. a good thing.
Okay.
What's going on with your shrubs now? What do you need to be doing to them other than pruning them because they're growing like crazy?
Well, that's kind of a little myth. I get had a lady calling this week. I need to cut my stuff. I said, why? And she said, when did you cut it last? Well, we cut it in February. I said, you can cut the new growth off if you're trying to maintain something, but you know, let it grow a little bit. Let it toughen up, and then you can go in. Now, the exception to that, azaleas, knockouts and regulars, camellias, anything that just finished blooming, you got about a 6 or 8 week window you can prune them, or you start cutting your buds off for next year.
Yeah.
So if you need to do any shaping or anything on your azaleas, now's the time to do it. We don't recommend taking hedge clippers to them or power deals because you just it seems to tear the stems instead of cut them. So if you take the hand clippers and just sort of shape it up and or go down inside and open it up for some sunlight to get in there, and that's true on about everything. But it's camellias. You got to be careful on the camellia because you can mess the shape up if you don't know what you're doing, but just same thing, just sort of shape it up this time of year. But you don't want to wait too long or you're going to be in trouble on your blooms next year. So you should
I was talking about your basic shrubs. I go just a compacta and a holly, all those, man, they need pruning. They're all leggy and all right now. So,
well, on the on them, if they really bare spots and leggy and all that, you really should have whacked them back in February, end of February, 1st of March. If you're going to cut anything real hard, and the Japanese hollies are one you can cut pretty hard and they'll come back. Now, you can do it, but you're going to be putting them under a lot of stress with the heat and everything else. So you can shape them up and all that, but if you hadn't fertilized them, you should have gone, you need to go ahead and do it. You can still do it this late. We really don't recommend fertilizing anything after the middle of September. You can probably do it later now, but you don't want to force out a lot of new growth, and then we get that Easter or Thanksgiving cold snap that zaps them. So, you know, right now the big thing is water. I mean, they don't need to be watered every day and all that jazz. You want to do it less often and longer. So you need to water them deeply for right now with the now or last week with the 90 degrees, we were recommending 3 times a week. And we were telling them to check them 3 times a week. That doesn't mean water them 3 times a week. You get a little shower, check it. If it's damp, wait a day or two, check it again. If it's dry, water it.
Well, it's like the same thing we talk about in the grass, the front and the backyard. You know, some are a lot more shaded. Some dirt stays damper than the other areas. So you gotta know your landscape and know your sprinkler system. Sometimes the sprinkler system is not what it should be, and it, you got some that doesn't need water and some that do need more all on one little thing, and it's kind of hard to tweak that and figure out the thing. So,
well, that's one area that I'm on. I shouldn't be trashing industries on the radio, but I'm going to do it. Back in the old days, the irrigation clocks were real simple. You just turned the dial and pulled a little peg and set it. You needed 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, whatever you could do it. Now these things are all computerized and so advanced that even Tommy and I get out there with the book trying to figure out how to do it every time. So I hope I understand stand a chance.
That's your problem. You got that book out there. Yeah, you don't need that. Just cut that thing on and play with it.
And they don't do that now. You can't get them to work doing that. He had one he couldn't get come on. He went by the book and it still wouldn't come on. So he called Ronnie Wallace, who's the premier irrigation guy in York County, I guess. And he told, asked Ronnie about it. Ronnie said, let me think about it and call you back. So he called him back and said, well, you need to do this and this. He said, I did. He said, well, you need to do this. He said, that's not in the book. He said, I know. That's why you need to do it.
Oh, funny.
And they left the step out, but it worked. You know?
I can figure out most of them now, but they are getting more complex by the day. And there's some on there that, I mean, you could water 14 times in one day, the way they got it set up. So different
it's supposed to save water and all that, but I'm not so sure it does. I think
different times of the day and all that good stuff.
It's so confusing to people that they just can't get it down.
Most people look like the old VCR clock with the thing flashing when I go in there and look at them.
But I was telling you earlier, we got two right now that we got in there and got One of them, we got ready to put the plants in and come find out that the irrigation had been just trashed. There was a lot of drip and had been cut in 50 places. And so we had to stop so the irrigation company could come in. And the other one, we get ready to lay sod, and the same thing. The irrigation was shot, so we had to wait for a different company to come in. Yeah. So we're still waiting on them. Anyway.
That's one of the things I usually tell homeowners if they're thinking about redoing sod and they have irrigation. The first thing you should do is just either you do it or get an irrigation company to come out and just check everything, make sure it's right. Because these are irrigation, it's just plastic parts. And I know the whole irrigation system costs you a lot of money, but each little part is not that expensive to fix. So, and it will wear out over time. I mean, it's not, I don't know how long it's supposed to last, but they're plastic heads and you're running over them and weather and everything. So, sorry.
You finished right on.
I went on. Well, I did run
on. Right on cue. Okay. We'll be right back to the Gardeners.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and save money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Louisiana Grills. This is Mike Elder. They're as good or better than other wood pellet grills, but at half the price. Save now with cover, side shelf, and starter bag of pellets, all for only $7.99. Imperial Pools, Rock Hill and Lake Wiley.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. We're open Monday through Saturday with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Do it yourself or we'll do it for you. Come by for free professional advice on the best way to spruce up your yard. Or book your reservation and we'll do the professional designing and landscaping. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
All gave some. Some gave all. Some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall.
Okay, and we're back to the Gardener's Bench here on this Memorial Day weekend. And I guess it's hard to believe it's May 29th. By Tuesday, we'll be in the June. And I'm getting ready for April, so I got left behind somewhere.
You're still cleaning up April?
I'm telling you. Our year end is June 30th, so I got a lot to do in a short period of time. And we actually count every plant and material on the place. So that takes about 3 or 4 days usually. And then I have to put it all together when I have time. So we never get it filed on time. So.
Have your big end of the year party on June 30th?
No. Well, my birthday's July 1st.
Oh, wow. And that's why we end the year so you can.
No, actually, we end the year on June 30th because we got it all spread out where we can count it. The rest of the time is shoved in buildings and everything. We tried it, and it was terrible. So
July 1st.
Yeah. We've always just done a full physical inventory on the end of June. And it's last year we ended up with 48,000 plants, something like
that.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot, but it's really not when you start looking at them.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of them right now, though, that need to find a home. And one of the calls I get several times, it's too late to plant. No, we plant 12 months a year around here. And it really doesn't matter whether it's winter or summer, the first 2 years, you really have to watch the water and maintain it and take care of it and all that. And it's not like planting in October and then forget about it. It doesn't work that way because it takes at least 2 years for them to get established. So.
Get that root ball established.
And the big thing, and I don't know why I'm having such a hard time with people on this one all of a sudden, but it's just popped up the last 2 weeks. They don't want to put any mulch down. Well, the mulch holds moisture to the root system, helps control the weeds, and just does a lot of good
exposed
things. But you don't need to pile it up on the stem. Tommy's seen a couple where they had in the center of the azalea with 6 inches of mulch, and that's a bad thing. You need on top of the root ball doesn't need to be any mulch because that's where your feeder roots are. And as you venture out, it needs to get thicker. But we don't go much over 3 inches thick, period. But I have seen some interesting things in the last couple of years. But definitely, and I'm not advocating one kind of mulch over the other. Just make sure you mulch it. Are your pine needles running better this week?
No, they don't have any.
You're out? You mean I got a few and you're out?
Yeah, I don't have any. I have. we ran out last, I guess it was last Friday. And the last time it took 2 weeks. And I texted my guy. I was like, we're out. He said, that was fast. I'm like, well,
Peanut demand, man.
It's not going to be fast getting more, is what I think he was trying to say.
Probably. We got a very few in, and all of them were sold when we got them. So, yeah. But he's promising me some more the first of the week.
There's a lot of happy husbands come in. I think their wives sent them up there to get pine straw, and we're out. And they're like, oh, okay.
Didn't hurt their feelings. They had the same thing, too. I can go to the golf course now.
Yeah, I hate to tell them, my wife's probably got another go down the list. Mm-hmm. Be something else, might be. Maybe have to paint the bathroom or something. I'd rather do pine needles.
I got a list from 2007. What are you talking about?
When you get around to it.
Just put it on ignore. About every 5-6 years, it pops up again.
Should get you around to it for your birthday this year.
Probably. See, I'm never home, so it's hard to do. But anyway.
Yeah, we got mulch. We're having a little problem getting some mulch now, too, but that's just, I guess, I'm not shocked by anything anymore. So we just try to sell what we got.
That's all you can do.
Yeah. I can order it.
I got my bags from Oldcastle.
Did you?
Well, we went ahead and ordered another load of the. Mm-hmm. We buy two custom mixes for them, one that we put in the beds, our landscape mix, and then our potting mix. And it only took me about 4 weeks to get the potting mix, but it'd been running 6 to 8, so it sounds like they're doing a little better right now.
It's tough to order in the way things are now because I already forget what I ordered, and I look around, I need it again, and it seems like it's hard to keep track of it.
The problem I get with it, you ordered it and you don't get it, and then you're out there and say, well, I need this, but then you order it again, and the next thing you know, you got three orders in, and you ain't got the first one yet, so then they all start coming at one time.
Yeah, this furniture thing that we got going on, he's 5 months out on furniture now, and I've got 4 orders in for people, and I try to order extra things, and Brenda does this. She's very organized, and I love her to death for it because she has some kind of matrix thing over here where we can look at and see what we ordered extra because it's, I guess we'll turn around one day and have an overabundance of furniture sitting there.
You're going to have overstock sale.
Yeah. I think that's a long way off.
No, I think you're right. I think if you can get it in right now, you're going to
be fine.
It's going to be somebody will buy it. Yeah. What we did, we ran totally out of perennials back in, I guess, March somewhere. So we had to go out and find them, and I didn't realize it's going to be that hard to find them, which it was very difficult. So we bought up all people would let us have to get through the spring. Mm-hmm. But now ours are coming online, so we've got some real pretty perennials, and they'll keep getting ready through about the end of July, it looks like, because that warm weather hit them just at the perfect time. They really jumped out.
You got some that handle shade?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of shade?
Yes, sir. We do. They call them perennials, but we've got some that are evergreen.
Really?
Yeah. But most of them are really more of a type of ground cover, I guess, that are evergreen. But we've got a bunch of yarras and a bunch of sedums and our iris are looking the better. They've looked at the Siberian iris. They were real popular a few years ago. We still sell a lot of them, but not like we did 4 or 5 years ago. But They're the best we've had in several years. I mean, they have jumped and they're starting to bloom right now. A lot of them are starting to bloom now. So, yeah. Everybody came out a couple of weeks ago wanting color. Well, there wasn't much blooming a couple of weeks ago. Now it's starting to kick back in. So
you can actually see what
and
the
we
thing
probably
is.
Got. I'm just guessing 30 different perennials.
Oh wow! I may have to come out of there, check it
come
out.
See us.
It's good when you can see them because back in March they would have bought a pot of dirt from you and
pretty
you told
much.
Them
pretty much
what it was.
Pretty much,
but that's the way they do. So remember, when you're planting them, don't plant them all. Well, don't plant, if you don't want the area to be naked, mix in them with some shrubs and perennials.
Yeah, some people do perennial beds, but we're not real crazy about that. You have a couple foundation plants in there and then plant perennials around them. I've actually got some tree form hydrangeas, which are pretty cool. They're limelights, which is a taller one. But the 15-gallon on about a 5-foot standard, it goes up. And
oh, really? Just,
and those are pretty cool to plant perennials around, but they drop their leaves in the wintertime. And we got some in 7-gallon that only have about a 3-foot standard, so they're great to put in pots and things like that. So we've and we actually grew them ourselves. So we're kind of hunting. And
but y'all do grow a lot of things.
We grow about 80% of what's out there right now. Okay. What we got this time, Matthew? Okay, we're jamming. Right back to the garden.
For one to carry on. You're way on top now. Since you left me.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
Buying or selling your home is a very personal and emotional roller coaster. I'm Realtor Brenda Hallman. My job is to guide you on a path to a successful closing. Ready for life's next chapter? I can help. Visit me at brenda.reinhartrealty.com.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Okay, listening to all this, if I was a few years younger, we'd be going out getting an adult beverage tonight. But the trouble is, I'm not young.
Tonight. What time are you close today?
3:00.
3.
Hey,
you could have one then.
5:00 somewhere. I remember that before as a song, actually. Show my age.
You came up with that.
I didn't come up with
it. That was right before the get them in, get them growing thing.
I don't remember who I heard it from first now. It's been a while. But anyway, you'll go out for me.
Yeah, I'll take care of you.
You're still young enough. You can do that kind of stuff.
Since I don't have to work.
I go to bed, come to work, go home, go to bed. That's pretty much it for the last 10 years. And I did go to the beach in 2010.
He needs to go to vacation this year, I think.
Nah.
Like all the listeners need to come up with where Steve needs to go to vacation. Yeah.
To work. That's what I do. But anyway.
Y'all stay open Saturdays year round now, right?
We hadn't decided this year.
Because I remember you used to.
We used to close between July and August. We'd close on Saturdays. And last year was the first year we stayed open because the demand was still there.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what it's going to be like this year. So as we get closer, we'll make that decision. But I really need those Saturdays off.
That's a little nice to have that time out. Because it's just you and your brother and then your boys.
My nephew, if you're not there,
some things ain't getting done. So.
Well, that's it. And it's kind of... The problem with being expensive, well, landscaping, we're so far out on, and I'm getting tired of telling people how far out.
Mm-hmm.
And we've hired some people, and one didn't work out too well, but one of them has, and I'm looking for some more. So hopefully we're going to be able to knock some numbers off and get down manageable. But it's just the demand for services is greater than the supply of people. I mean, it's simple economics. Econ 101 back in the 50s hadn't changed much.
It was
supply and demand. You know? Now you got people trying to rewrite it.
It's pretty simple, like you said.
It's not that complicated. And you got on me for preaching about unemployment last week, but it's not rocket science. And what I thought was cute, they shut down the pipeline for a day or two, and everybody panics. And I noticed yesterday that the gas is starting to come back down, but they're still saying the gas, so many 1,600 gas stations in South Carolina out of gas. Well, where are they?
I haven't seen that around here.
Everybody seems to have it here.
Well, they did a good job getting it back before Memorial Day weekend, because I know a lot of people are traveling, and that would have been a huge pain if that happened 2 weeks after when it did.
We never were short of gas. I don't believe it. I'll never believe it. Cause even the Exxon at the end of the road, they were pumping so much a day, and when they hit that number, they cut them off. You might be in the middle of filling your tank, but they cut it off. So, they didn't. They weren't going to run out. So, now a lot of people had to buy the high test that didn't want it, but I had two or three this week say, "Well, my car or truck ran so much better on that, that they're going to start buying it all the time."
There you go.
One of them said his gas mileage doubled on his old trucks.
My gosh.
We might have to look at it for that. See, we still
buy. I don't even look at the other two. I just get the
cheap regular unleaded. That's what my truck's.
I care so much about my truck. I just put the cheapest.
I just wanted to crank it. I don't care what it does. I just wanted to crank it. Do what I got to do, and then it
you
can
don't
do
go
what
that far
wants.
Anyway. You fill up your truck, well, you go like 2 weeks?
Nah, 6 weeks.
6 weeks on a fill up? If you wasn't coming here,
this is a long ways for me.
If you
me.
Wasn't on this show, you'd probably make it 2 months.
This is a long way for me.
You do need
it's
a vacation.
It's not even a half mile from my house.
You could have walked through the woods, too, I guess.
Well, I could, but that'd be a little hike. That's probably about 700 yards through the woods.
700 yards is a huge hike.
When you start going up and down hills and through
and
gullies.
I guess it's rolling hills over there.
Yeah.
Even though that's not where you got your name from.
Nope.
I remember you telling me that.
That was my dad's family farm over in Richmond County. It was called Rolling Hills Farm. And they wanted us to put the nursery over there, which is 2 hours from Charlotte.
Yeah.
And 77 was being built. And then we were working in Charlotte at the time. So we came down here and... this was our mother's land. She'd inherited, so we leased it from her, and we took the name from
the
Crump family farm and called it Rolling Hills Nursery. And then a few years ago, they changed the name to Crump Family Farm for tax reasons. They dropped the Rolling Hills, so it was really no reason to do it now, except 40 years.
There's some pretty rolling hills over there. So.
There he is. Okay. Boy, there's some good music today.
Yeah, it is.
We'll be right back.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's time to prepare your lawn by treating it with pre-emergent to keep your lawn weed-free. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill or online at carolinafreshfarms.com.
We now have them. Imperial Pools introduces Brio Fire Pits.
This is Mike Elder. Turn your smoky fire pit into an efficient burning centerpiece and add options to turn your fire pit into a wood-fired kitchen. They're all available now at Imperial Pools in Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This is Debbie at Southern Salads. Whether you're at the beach or on the boat, Southern Salads offers great picnic options. Deli sandwiches, salads, and four different types of barbecue. Southern Salads, Rock Hill and Fort Mill's favorite place to meet and eat.
Did you know that hummingbirds have no sense of smell? But they have great color vision. I'm Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's time to stock up on nectar and new feeders for our tiny feathered friends. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Where's Butch and David and Steve when we need them?
Yeah. And,
I'm sure they're playing somewhere this weekend.
Actually, they are. They're playing tomorrow at Joker's on the other side of town. Out on, it's out there near Leslie somewhere, other side of Rocky High out there. A little bar called Joker's.
Yeah, I know where you're talking about.
We're talking about the Nepo brothers. If you,
yeah, so. We have Butch and David play as the brothers, and then they had the band, and I'm not sure who the drummer's
Steve
name
is. Steve and Mark. I think it's Mark.
Mark, but, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very good. Play a lot of old stuff.
Oh, Edgemore boys.
They Butch played, and Dave, played under the name 901 a long time ago. I mean,
I like that name.
Yeah, you know, we watched them a lot at Limelights and places like that.
They're good.
Back when I was young and dumb. Anyway. This has been a wonderful show, and I think we've provided some decent information maybe today for folks. And like I say, we'll be open today and Monday, so come on out. And if you need to go see Mr. Rector, rest a little bit and come out
Tuesday.
You're
going to have to wait till Tuesday.
Make him pay for being closed Sunday and Monday.
If you got any questions, I'll give out our email. You can email the store in Rock Hill is simply rockhill@carolinafreshfarms.com. And the farms has an S on it. So yeah. rockhill@carolinafreshfarms.com.
Don't leave the S off. It won't go through.
It will not.
And mine is Steve Crump at rollinghillsnursery.com. And don't forget the S on the heels because people do that a lot. And I check them all day long. I've got a couple waiting for replies now, but it's not as simple as saying yes or no. They want specific information. We got slammed yesterday. A little tough for me to get it all together, but have patience. I'll get there eventually. I'm just
And we'd love to hear from you if you got a topic or a question on here. I mean, we'd love to hear some feedback from you to tell us what's going on. We keep thinking everything's good, and they're telling us we're doing good, but if we want to answer some,
that's it.
Take care of some topics, you know. And we want to thank all the veterans out there, especially. I know the one that started Carolina Fresh, Mr. Fogle. He was a D-Day war survivor, so he died a couple years ago. But he was our company is all about supporting the military and helping veterans any way we can.
Yep, and I'm going to make another quick poke. Don't forget Imperial Pools and Spas having their customer appreciation today. And Mike and Baird and Heather, I think it's his sister's name, they'd love to see you.
So tell them Steve said you could go in there inside to get in that pool inside and swim around after you eat your hot dog.
I'm sure they'll believe that. Anyway, Matthew's standing up saying it's time to go, so we'll see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to The Gardener's Bench, brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Imperial Pool and Spas, Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Brenda Hallman Realtor at Reinhardt Realty,
Southern Salad and Sandwich Company, Domer Dreamscapes, AirTech Heating and Air, and Wild Birds Unlimited. Join us every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Gardener's Bench with Steve Crump and David Rector. Heard every week on WRHI FM 100.1, AM 1340, and worldwide on WRHI.com.